December 11th. The Answer to a Prayer. Prayer, which is a supplication, a petition, can never find that reality which is not the outcome of a demand. We demand, supplicate, pray, only when we are in confusion, in sorrow. And not understanding that confusion and sorrow, we turn to somebody else. The answer to prayer is our own projection. In one way or another, it is always satisfactory, gratifying. Otherwise, we would reject it. So, when one has learned the trick of quieting the mind through repetition, one keeps on with that habit. But the answer to supplication must obviously be shaped according to the desire of the person who supplicates. Now, prayer, supplication, petition can never uncover that which is not the projection of the mind. To find that which is not the fabrication of the mind must be quiet, not made quiet by the repetition of words, which is self-hypnosis, nor by any other means of inducing the mind to be still. Stillness that is induced, enforced, is not stillness at all. It is like putting a child in the corner. Superficially, he may be quiet, but inwardly, he is boiling. So a mind that is made quiet by discipline is never really quiet, and stillness that is induced can never uncover that creative state in which reality comes into being.
This has been an excerpt from The Book of Life, Daily Meditations with Krishnamurti, published by HarperOne and read for you by Zach Valenti. For archived episodes, more information about the project, and contact information, you can visit www.focused.af. Thank you for listening, and tune in tomorrow for a new episode.